It's time to look at Newcastle's rich history with 2NURFM's Through the Looking Glass, featuring the University of Newcastle's journalism students. Now, Australians are known for their love of big things, and we've got some evidence of that here in the Hunter. You've probably driven past Aussie the Giant Mozzie at Hexham, for instance, but if you head south past Swansea, you'll come across a big thing that needs some love. Peter Hislop has this story.
If you've ever driven on the Pacific Highway past Krangan Bay, you might have noticed an unusual landmark. It's a prawn. It's long been a symbol of the area, a sign locals are nearing home, and a reminder of the old Big T Roadhouse that used to stand there. When the prawn first opened in 1990, locals told NBN they were, well, a little underwhelmed.
A quick comment from you about the giant prawn. Did you notice it when you were coming in?
The what?
The giant prawn. Did you notice it when you were coming in?
No, I'm afraid I did not.
Did it look behind you?
There it is.
Ah, good Lord.
But if you visit today, you'll notice something is a bit fishy. The prawn has lost its head. Locals found out in August 2023 that all six legs, two antennae and the giant head had gone missing. An angle grinder was found nearby. The head had been cut clean off.
You're getting an exclusive here, Peter. This is an exclusive.
Yasmin Catley is the New South Wales Police Minister. She wants answers.
I'm really giving deep thought into putting out a reward for the head. We'll probably put out another reward for the legs. I don't know whether we'll have. So there's six legs missing. I think we might just have them all together.
Oh, why not separate? So $100 for every leg?
Oh, not a bad idea. Yeah, I mean, they could be in several garages, we're unsure.
There's no answers in where the head is, but it's been confirmed there's one antenna sitting in someone's shed. They asked to remain anonymous.
It's even more iconic now. I mean, a headless, legless prawn in the middle of the bush overlooking Lake Macquarie, it really is something to see.
And the prawn was no flimsy crustacean. Up to that point, it had stood proudly for 33 years, and it had survived a deliberately lit bushfire in 2013. The makers attributed the prawn's survival to its fire-resistant material.
So the prawn survived, and, you know, that's saying a lot.
That's Gillian Hogan. She's a former Central Coast councillor who wanted to see the prawn moved before it got vandalised.
Yeah, look, it's pretty indicative of what happens to communities and spaces and places like this. It's called the broken windows effect. So you break one window and then you find another window broken, and that's what's happened to this site. You know, there's been rubbish and they haven't removed the old tin shed there, and it's graffitied, and the prawn is graffiti. So, of course, it sends a message to the community that nobody cares. When we neglect things, it turns to rubble, and our poor prawn is definitely the raw prawn, a sad prawn, and it needs some marinating, that's for sure.
Sorry to interrupt, do you want a prawn cracker?
Oh yeah, great, let's have a prawn cracker.
Oh, it's freezing. Those don't taste very good.
Do they taste like prawns?
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Peter.
Peter Hislop there, as always, covering the hard-hitting stories. Thanks to NBN News Archives for some of that audio.